play both Jimmy Wilson and Nolan Carroll yesterday. Obviously, okay. Early on, two big impact plays to get the ball rolling.
Right. I think they both, had a couple of exceptional plays in the game. You know, both played solid throughout the game, really, when you analyze the tape. Jimmy, is a very, very good blitzer. And yesterday we got a chance to blitz him early in the game. And we were hoping we were going to get a look similar to what we got, and felt that if he timed it up and held the disguise as long as he did, he'd have a chance to get home. Excuse me, and he did. So, but really, the part of his play that I think was might have gone a little unnoticed was the job he did covering the slot receiver most of the day. Curley's a good receiver for the Jets. Has had a lot of productivity of late, and I thought Jimmy did a really good job there. Nolan, on the other hand, we called his number one time coming off the edge. We were hoping for a similar situation, but they saw him at the last minute, and the back turned and tried to block him, and he just beat the blocker and came over the top and stripped the ball, and we were real pleased to see that, getting the sack fumble.
In light of losing Richard Marshall a few weeks ago, is this about as well as you could have expected your secondary to sustain his loss the way Nolan and Sean and Jimmy have played?
You know, well, you know, our philosophy is, like everybody else in the league, I guess, is next man up. You know, you have to weather the injuries throughout the season, and we – talk to the players. You know, oftentimes if you're a backup player, you're one snap from being a starter in this league, and you have to. The team's got to move forward when you have your opportunity to perform. And I think they both have really stepped up. You know, and we certainly can't wait to get Richard back. But as I said, I think over the last couple of weeks, we have developed some depth in the secondary as a result of this injury to Richard, and. We'll be stronger down the stretch because of it, because we've had guys have to play a lot of snaps and their roles have expanded. So we'll have depth at a number of positions now that we might not have had he remained healthy. But certainly we want him back in the lineup.
I've asked Darren this question sort of in the reverse, but how do you evaluate players like Olivier, Jimmy, Nolan, who plays significant snaps on special teams and obviously make impact plays there while also carrying the load on defense?
How do we evaluate him? Or
the snaps are divided a little bit differently, but when they're asked to do both roles.
Yeah, that's an area you have to be careful in, to be quite honest with you. We played a lot of snaps on defense in the game yesterday. We were out there a lot. You know, they got into a hurry up throwing mode as the game progressed, you don't realize that. They may be playing upwards of 75, close to 80 snaps on defense, and they still have a significant role of 18, 20 snaps in the special team. So, I think Nolan Carroll was probably pushing close to 100 plays in the ball game, that's a lot of snaps. And then you're looking at the film saying, geez, he looks like he's slowing down in at the end of the game. What the heck's wrong? Olivier, the same way. You know, he played a lot of snaps. We were in a lot of nickel defense, a lot of substitution defense in the game. And yet, he's playing a major role on all the teams and doing an exceptional job there, too. So it's something that we need to monitor closely as we go through, but yet – we see the role that they have on special teams is vitally important, and you can see the difference that the teams made in the game yesterday. And so, as long as they're in good shape and we can, have enough stamina to continue to play, we need to find a bit of a balance. But yet, we want our best players on special teams.
Just a quick follow up to that: have you ever seen a sequence like the one Jimmy had with big sack on the third down, and then he has to go back out there and stay there, and then comes up with a block?
I can't think of one right off the top of my head, but Jimmy plays with a passion. He loves the game, and he'd play all day long. You know, he's one of those guys who go out in the park and play ball just because he loves the game. And so I don't think I think he probably wanted to block the kick, run down and make the tackle on the kickoff team, you know, the next play too, you know, and get an interception on the following play if he had the chance. So he, you know, he plays with great energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and we're really proud of the way he's starting to come along.
Kevin, could you talk about the job Randy and Paul have done inside? Has it even exceeded your expectations from when you took the job?
Well, they are exceptional. They really are. And the entire defense, everything starts with them inside. Paul and Randy both yesterday. Randy made the play on the opening play of the game. You know, he comes inside and makes the hit in the backfield, and we get two or three other guys clean it up. And it set the tone for the very beginning of the game, just that very first snap. Paul, on the other hand, sometimes you go through a game and it may seem a little quiet, but when you look at yesterday's game, he was as dominant inside as you can possibly be. He made four or five tackles inside where he took on blocks, came off blocks, set the point of at the point of attack. Really, he is a force in there. And so between the two of them, we've got some guys that our whole team kind of, you know, evolves around and revolves around, I guess I should say, in that they set the tone and make it very difficult for teams to run the ball.
Best you've seen Randy Starks play, or obviously you weren't coaching him in the past.
No. I would say, just watching him on tape, I didn't really know him as a younger player, but certainly watching the play he's had this year, it's been exceptional.
Whatever it is, you know, the defense staying sharp in situations like that.
Yeah, we talked about it at halftime, I don't think there was really any letdown. I think that they made a few plays as the half progressed. We weren't as sharp as we had been earlier in the ball game, we didn't. If you really look at the tape, there was very little prevent defense going on there. We were blitzing them right to the final play of the game, to be quite honest with you. And we probably ran, if I would have to say, critique myself, we ran too many pressures as the game went on later in the game. But, we had gone in there with the intention we were not going to allow the quarterback to get comfortable, and we've seen him when he has been comfortable back there really do a good job throwing it, so we were not going to allow that to happen.